Blog Talk Radio.
Another day, another dollar. What's going on, world? I just get straight to the point. You know, that someday, at some time, during a certain time in history, at this present time, if any of that makes sense. So I don't need to go over all that. I don't think we currently have a president. I don't know if it's ever taken this long, but I guess it doesn't really make a difference to me. And if you think I'm ignorant because of it, I'm sorry you feel that way, but hey, we're all entitled to our opinions. Isn't that correct? When I say no vision, I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast, because obviously he's the king of podcasts at this present time. He likes to listen to people. He's good. There's no denying that. The results show that. And he, you know, he has a guy on there, and I'm not going to get into all the particulars, but he's talking to this guy about, and the guy's like, you know, people like to go on there on the show and kind of like pat him on the back, you know, kiss his tail a little bit, whatever you want to call it. They're usually his friends. He considers them friends anyway. And he's just one, and sometimes they go on there and say, hey, man, you know, did you have a vision for what you're doing now? And I know that this thing was just going to blow up eventually. And he said, no. He said, not at all. He just started doing it because he's seen somebody else doing it. And he does what he likes to do. And all the things that he's interested in kind of weave themselves into his job and work life. And he's like, but no, I didn't have a vision. And I can agree to that, especially now. I've been talking on podcasts and whatever you want to call it, blog talk, whatever you want to call it, for I don't know how long. But it's I don't know who's listening. I don't know what is going on. I don't even think over 100 people have listened at one time ever. And I'm never really going to stop doing it. I'm sure if, like I've said before, if I've advertised more, put my quote-unquote, put myself out there more, more people would listen, more people would be into it. But I don't have a vision. I never really did. It started out as a child wanting to be in radio. But I don't like kissing ass. I'm be frank about it. I'm not an ass kisser. I'm not good at it. I like to talk, but I don't like to brown nose. I think it's not even a natural human ability that we should take pride in, you know, to be brown nosing and brown nosing other people. And because of that, my thought as a child, or my thing as a child, you know, it's grown in this. What it is right now. I still like talking. I'm still into the whole broadcaster thing, quote unquote. I wanted to go into sports broadcasting because it's what I like. It's like what Joe Rogan said, is what he likes to do. What I like to do is talk basically about nothing. Life is what I like to talk about. But I don't really have a vision or a thought. Like, you know, there's times where I go, you know, if the right person, or if I do this, or if I say this type of way, maybe. No, I've given up on all of that. I don't know what this is going to become. I don't even know if I'll ever have an audience at the end of the day. And I'm okay with that because it's what I like doing. I don't really have a vision. I don't really care to be mainstream. I don't even care to be popular. At one point I said I would like a cult following. But hey, if that doesn't happen, so what? This is what I enjoy doing. And so, you know, this is basically the point of what I'm talking about here. It's just I'm doing what I like doing no matter what the results are going to be. Like, I can't envision if somebody was to ask me down the road in some way, somehow, the right person listened to this, and then it got out there and many more people heard it, and then they liked it. And if someone asked me, did you envision all this happening? I would say no. I've talked to myself, quote unquote, for years on end now. And to the point where we're sitting there talking to each other, so to speak, and I have no plan or no vision on what it's going to be like in the future for me in this. I might end up doing the same thing 10 years from now, talking into my phone and basically talking to myself. But this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy football. I enjoy talking about life and nothing. And I enjoy treating people well and seeing people happy. So as long as I continue to do those things, I mean, I'm sure I have little other hobbies, but who cares about all that? As long as I continue to be able to do that type of thing and branch off into it, it's fine by me. I don't think anything good, anything worthwhile, long-lasting, because I heard someone say the other day, and I really liked it, Jay-Z was being interviewed by David Letterman, and he's like, he's his biggest critic. I feel the same way about myself. And he's always trying to create something that is not just hot at the time or not just good at the time, but something that may last forever. And that's the way I look at this. Is like, I might not constantly do this as much as I like or be as consistent, but every time I do this, I want it to be something that you can listen to 20 years from now and relate with. And that's my whole thing, and that's all I really want to do. Outside of that, I just want it to be good. I wanted you to listen and get inspired, or listen and be like, oh, I could do that. He's not doing nothing. I could do that. Or listen and go, you know, I like what he's saying. But, you know, outside of that, there isn't a vision for me. There's no blueprint I'm trying to put together. There's no, oh, in 5 years it'll be this, in 10 years it'll be that, in 20 years I will never have to work again. I don't know. I think we all can take a step back and just say, I don't know. We would like things to be a certain way, but really and truly, which one of us really knows? I don't think anybody really knows, and I'm at that point where I can't guess what's going on out here. Like I just said, we don't have a president. I mean, granted, it's leaning towards a person. I think Biden, but, you know, who knows? Some something could change and flip, and it could be Trump again. But that's not the point. The point is, who knows? Who really knows? It's like we can plan, and people plan, and I like to plan, and I like to be structured and organized and thorough. But really and truly, who knows? And, you know, if you listen to this and go, well, if you really like doing what you're doing, you will put more effort into doing it and make it your job. But I don't know. I guess my rebuttal would be, what job do you do that was your hobby and all of a sudden now it's your job makes your hobby better? Like, if something becomes your job, then it's not no longer your hobby, it's your job. And then you got to make money off of it. Then you got to worry about it. Then you got to make sure you impress certain people and don't say this and don't say that. And man, the greatest thing about this is I don't have to worry about what anybody thinks. One, because no one's listening for the most part. I have a couple friends that tell me it's good and I appreciate them. And they always try to push me to do more. And I will. And if I don't, oh, well. If it turns into nothing, oh, well. At least I'm enjoying this moment or these moments in my life just talking about it, just trying to figure it out. But to say I know exactly how it's going to be or how it's going to turn out, or 10 years ago when I started thinking about doing this when I was a younger man, that 10 years from now I would be disappointed in myself because it didn't get anywhere, there's probably some truth to that, but at the same time, I'm not disappointed because I'm still doing it. As a matter of fact, like on the job note, since it isn't my job, I'm kind of glad it isn't, because I can do it when I want, and I don't have to feel pressure to do it by someone over me, someone hovering over me, someone telling me that I should this and I should that. And don't say no. Oh, my God, I already get enough of that working a regular job. And, yeah, you know, it would be more convenient than a regular job. but then it still become a job. And I guess if you paid me $100 million like they paid Joe Rogan, then I probably wouldn't talk all this trash, and I'd be just as happy as I am now doing it with $100 extra million in my pocket. So, like I said, I can feel this way right now, and this feeling could definitely change with the right person hearing it or the right, you know, advertising. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't care. I just like doing it, and it's unfortunate because this is a good time in history to have a podcast and be up and do this. It's no longer something that's so out of the norm that people just don't understand what you're doing and questioning it. It's more so saturated now. It's more so watered down, but I've always wanted to do this. Nobody put me on a radio station. I've interviewed. I've sent out resumes. I've tried, and nobody gave me the time of day. And now, why would I want to be on radio? And then listen to me say this right now, and then I get a message or an email from somebody at a radio station one day that I got to take this back. But till right now in 2020, the craziest year anybody has ever seen, I haven't had a person write me back or show any interest. I haven't been interviewed in some years, and it's just okay. I don't see, that's the beautiful thing about doing it the way I'm doing it. I don't have to care about that. I don't have to make a dollar. But, you know, I guess there should be a point. But I don't know if you enjoy doing something. That's the point of doing it, is that you enjoy doing it, no matter if you make a dollar on it or not. I play video games. I don't make any money. There's people that play video games and make millions. Make games. They have, was it Twitch and live streams, and people watch you play games, and they make hundreds of thousands of dollars. I wouldn't enjoy my video games if I had to have you sit down and watch me, and then I had to be some personality to you so I can have a popular video game stream. I don't think there's any fun in that, because it becomes a job. But, you know, would I do it if somebody was to pay me? Of course. Am I going to lose my mind because I really haven't heard anything all my life and this is what I'm enjoying doing, and it kind of throws me for a loop because it makes me feel like that maybe I'm not good at it, and maybe that I should have tried to do something else? Yeah, that happens. But so what? I enjoy it. For one person to tell me that they enjoy it is good enough for me. That tells me I'm doing something right. But, you know, I would be crazy I would be lying to say to you if this never takes off. I mean, just a little bit, maybe a couple thousand people. And that's the funny thing, because in Joe Rogan podcast earlier, he said that only 2,000 people were listening. I wish 2,000 people would listen to me. That would make my life. I wouldn't have to do a thing. I would never, ever say anything about, oh, well, I don't know if anybody would listen, or I'm talking to myself. I'd never say that again. But I don't think 2,000 people have ever listened to maybe the 40 or 50 podcasts I've done over my lifetime. Maybe more than that, but it's okay. All I'm saying is I don't really have a vision. I don't really have a plan. I just enjoy doing it, and I will continue to do what I enjoy doing because it's a very short life we live. So with that said, enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe we'll have a president. Doesn't really matter to somebody, just not me.